What's up, Restaholics? This is Andrew of the Restaholics Podcast.
I'm DC Hendrix.
I'm Kurt.
Man, I don't even know where to go with this, man. I'm gonna just really just get with it. First off, man, rest in peace to Bray Wyatt. This past week, Bray Wyatt passed away at the age of 36. Man, it didn't take a hit to the WWE universe too, man. How y'all feeling about this?
Man, that was rough because Bray Wyatt was probably my favorite wrestler.
He was just hyped, like, and thought he was gonna come back.
Like, y'all don't understand. Every pay per view, I was like, "Oh, Bray Wyatt about to show up. Bray Wyatt about to show up." Even before the whole new thing he had going when he was the Fiend, before he became the Fiend, I'm like, "Oh, Bray Wyatt about to show up this time." Like, I was hyped. Like,
all our episodes have been somewhere where we'd mentioned Bray Wyatt, and I'm like, man, like,
that was definitely tough to hear. And I was like, when Andrew texted me, I was like, "Wait, what?" Man, I jumped on Instagram so fast, I couldn't find nothing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, Andrew, boy, he would. You know what I mean? So I went on TikTok and I saw rest in peace, rest in peace. Oh, I was like, dang.
Man, I had just gotten into work when I got the information. So I'm walking, I get a call from my cousin, Kai, a text message. And I read it, Bray Wyatt dies. I'm like, man, Kai probably got some wrong information or something. But also, this is the person I go for my facts sometimes. So I go Google it, and it shows right there as a message from Triple H showing his Twitter post. I'm just like, nah, man, it can't. Something like this can't happen, man. I feel like we were just getting ready for his next run.
Yeah, because, I mean, the last thing I heard was he was recovering. Like, they was trying to put a date on his return. Oh, it's going to be at SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at this. And then, damn.
Yeah, I was scrolling Twitter. Literally. I was literally scrolling Twitter and seeing a couple, you know, other wrestling journalists post it. And, I mean, first it was just like some anonymous accounts that posted it. And I'm like, man, that's somebody being annoying. It's Vince McMahon all over again. Like, why y'all being annoying? And then I seen a couple wrestling journalists tweet it out, you know. And once I finally seen a respectable, no offense to anyone else, but a respectable journalist tweet it out, Sean Ross of Fightful.com. Mm-hmm. I seen him tweet it out. And then once he tweeted it out, I knew it was real, man. It's just one of those moments where you don't want to believe it, especially for us, y'all. We 33. Mm-hmm. That's only 3 years older than us. So, like, it's hard to even think. How could someone just pass away at our age? Like, how does that just happen? You know, especially if you don't, you know, part of the backstory, but you don't know all of it. Yeah. So to you, it's just like a shocker because like he was supposed to come back. Like, yeah, you said, all the reports were saying that he was getting ready to be back. And then all of a sudden, all of it comes out. You know, he got COVID. He already had the heart problems before COVID. And, you know, he had a heart attack, passed away.
Fought at the Royal Rumble,
yeah.
Like, we always talked about, like, how we get very invested in this, and especially with us, this being our platform. I took it to the heart because it was like, damn, wait a minute. Like, first off, like you said, he's close to our age. Then also, we just, like, he had more life to, like,
oh, yeah.
He had more matches. I expected a lot more. Even these last few years, or just him coming to the main roster, it's like, dude, you got attached to this character. You got attached to every, like, different roles he played, if it was the Fiend or if it was just the Firefly House. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, you got attached to everything he did, or even when he was taking a break, like, all right, what they going to do next to get him? Or, hell, even when he came back after being let go, like, you love those moments with him. He brought his whole character to this business, man. Yeah,
and the thing is, not like, oh, what can they do with him next? It's like what he's going to do. Exactly. You know, because he was basically in charge of his character and everything. So it's like, okay, what's now? I mean, what's in his mind now? What he going to do?
They gave him a lot of range, man. You got to love that.
Yeah, they gave him free reigns in terms of, you know, his character. And, you know, like you said, we all bought into it. It's just unfortunate, man, especially, like, for me, you know, it's deeper than just him as a wrestler, you know, just being a family man myself. I got family, I got kids, and obviously he leaves that behind at a very young age. It's tough, man. You know, seeing the pictures and watching the tribute on SmackDown, I couldn't even watch the rest of the show. I didn't even watch the show.
Bro.
I couldn't, man.
Watching it that next morning. Mm-hmm. Man, I cried. I couldn't help because it was just with the pictures. And then I just love how, you know, WWE usually just do the 10 rings of the bell.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that y'all left that chair right there and you let the crowd kind of just do that one more we got the whole world in his hands.
Yeah,
that's what I was like, damn.
I'm that moment for me, that was when I started to, I didn't cry, but I definitely got emotional with that moment because the crowd just took that to a new level. And also what I loved too was, you know, the superstars paying homage to him throughout the night. I even seen Seth Rollins. He did the backwards, I don't want to call it handstand.
Yeah, I don't know what to call it.
That he did as the Fiend. Yeah, Seth Rollins did that at a house show, and you know, paid some respect to him. LA Knight paid respect to him and killed The Miz in that promo at the same time.
Promo.
I mean, I love seeing he was loved, man. Not only by us as the WWE Universe, but all the superstars and all the colleagues that worked with him. He was loved, and he's going to be greatly missed, man.
Yeah, man. You didn't hear one bad thing about him in these last few days, man. You keep on hearing that. He was a great friend. He was a listener. He'll help out, man. He was a team player, man. I'm definitely going to miss that character being in WWE, man.
Yeah, I'm glad how they brought out Rowan
mm-hmm.
and Braun Strowman and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
Man, you know what I mean? Then they just got – they still probably going through what happened to Brody Lee, and it was just like, man, it's –
Yeah, those were getting me emotional too, seeing people post that they're back together again, talking about Brody Lee and Bray Wyatt together again. Those kind of posts too, they were getting to me a little bit. But he's a guy, man, you know, his legacy's going to live on. I almost guarantee he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame just because of the legacy he leaves behind, what could have been, because this man was going – he was just getting started. I think that once he was brought back, especially under Triple H, having a little bit more control – of what's going on, I really thought it was going to take off when he came back. So I think this is a guy that we all have our favorite moments and favorite matches, and we'll get to that in a moment. But he's just a guy that everyone appreciated and loved, and the WWE company as a whole is definitely going to miss him, because right now, I know we'll talk about it in the next episode, but right now they need a guy that, you know, to be a main eventer. I think they're missing that right now. We were hoping, you know, to have Bray Wyatt back in the equation and, you know. This is extremely unfortunate for everyone involved, all the fans, his family. We're all, he's going to be greatly missed.
So, man, going off with that, man, I mean, let's just speak about our favorite match or just favorite feud with Bray Wyatt.
Favorite match, favorite feud.
Y'all want to go?
Let the number. I think Kurt's the biggest fan,
man,
of Bray Wyatt, so he gets the honors.
That shit, man. Elimination Chamber 2014.
This man remembers the year.
Yeah, man. The Wyatt family versus the Shield.
Ooh.
Now, if you look at it, like, it's like, and it got something to do with what's going on now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like they got all these factions right now, but ain't nobody fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know what I mean? They had the Wyatt and the Shield fighting at Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Like, not even Elimination Chamber match. Yeah. It was just like the first match of the night. That night, they fought. You know what I mean? And the good thing about that match is like, you know what I mean? The Shield had better wrestlers, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the Wyatt family won that match.
Right, they won.
You know what I mean? So it was like, because the Shield didn't need it. You know what I mean? And that just helped it,
the Wyatt family,
Rowan and Brody Lee.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that was just a good all-around match, you know, and they had everything. The storyline was crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the two biggest factions, like, going at it. Atlanta Chamber not a small pay per view, but it's not.
Imagine the Judgment Day, which we never got. Judgment Day versus the Bloodline.
The Bloodline, right?
Like, that's
what I'm saying. It's like, wow, I can't believe they did that right there.
I know we'll get to that in another episode. Let's get to that, but no.
That match had everything: storyline, real wrestling. Just
I can't believe that was 2014, man. Yeah, that's almost a decade ago.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ooh,
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I mean, that's probably a lot of people's pick. Yeah, that was
my man.
It elevated both of them.
Yeah.
Like that. Obviously the Shield got pushed after that. But even, I mean, like you said, the Wyatt family won. So that was even.
Because it's a way, I don't know if Vince thinks that, like, oh, we only can make one person strong.
Yeah.
But you can, it's been chances. I mean, it's been like proof that you can make both people strong, both teams strong. And that was proof right there. Like, it made both of these teams elevated. Even if the Shield lost, it still elevated them. You know what I mean? Bray Wyatt, man. That shit crazy.
Man. Mine was Elimination Chamber. I can't give out the year like Kurt, but
that was 17.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, 2017. Kirby on it, bro.
Is when he won the Elimination Chamber and won the title for the first time.
Yeah,
that was personal for me because I'm always the fan where that first moment means everything, and you know you're trying to stay in the character. But also, like, you literally just won the WWE Championship. This everything you done worked for. And also, it was at that time, it was like one of those finally moments. Like, dang, finally, y'all gave this dude the belt.
And finally, Cena lost it.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I had to throw that.
Definitely the part. Then,
had to throw that in.
And then also, you beat someone at the end, like someone like AJ Styles, man. I feel like that was a credible win.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, it was like, oh, this his show now. And I loved it. And then even afterward, we see him take the picture with Triple H like everybody else had. Yeah. Those would be the teary eye moments. Like,
he fought Randy Orton that year.
Don't even get started with just even his entrance, man. That's my. That was like my thing.
When the lights, when you hear that,
y'all not gonna like mine.
That shit.
Y'all not gonna like mine.
See, why you trying to start?
All right, so y'all took. I mean, y'all gonna like it because it's all a tribute at the end of the day, and like y'all took obviously two very good matches, and I can't. Y'all know me. I can't go with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be different.
Right.
You know me.
Yep.
So, a match that I think we appreciate more now than we did in the moment. WrestleMania 36. Bray Wyatt and John Cena. No fans, by the way.
Ooh, the Firefly Funhouse match.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like that one.
How more, this is when I knew, man, this man's creative.
Yep.
Bro.
Another level. He produced that. He did all that. Bro, with no fans, no reaction, nothing. And took over. Everybody remembers that from WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that's all everybody remembers.
So different.
He almost took away from The Undertaker retired.
Almost.
That's how
and
good
like,
it was.
That was when, because like, all right, so me personally, before that, I was like, like, he's good. Like, I knew he was good, but, like, I wasn't, like, all in. But when I found, obviously, first when I found out that he's, you know, he's the man behind, you know, he's the artist. He's painting the picture for us. He's creating everything. And that, for me, first of all, he beat Cena again. So, but like,
shout out Cena for
shout
even,
out Cena
for
too.
Being in
shout
that,
out Cena too.
For even being in that, you know what I mean? And be like, okay,
like,
let's
tough.
Do it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that was just...
It was a match, and I rewatched it, right? Because I went back after hearing him pass, and I had to see, because I'm not as big of a fan of him as a wrestler as Kurt is, or probably even Andrew. So, like, I went back, and this match stood out to me, y'all. Like, just the fact that there was nobody to react to it, right? He's putting himself out there vulnerable, like. Look, this is what I'm going to do for y'all. Y'all at home, y'all can react to this the way you want, but I'm going to do it how I want to do it. And, bruh, like, to me, he took himself to a whole new level with that character, in my opinion, at WrestleMania 36 against John Cena.
Yeah, and it's like, I rewatched that match, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, can you imagine what John Cena was going through? Like, what is this? What is the NWO now? Now I'm working out with you now? Yeah, boom. You know what I mean? It's just like, man, you know, like, it was just like, it just made it not real, but it just made like it was so much going on.
Yeah.
And just like messed John Cena mind up.
I'm a big sci-fi thriller guy. So for me, it was like I was watching a TV show. I was like, literally, like, a real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a Stranger Things or something along those lines, which has won awards.
Yeah.
So, and I think that that match with John Cena was along those lines.
Yeah.
I think now that we can look back and appreciate it more, I think that is a very, very underrated match.
I love that match.
People talk about.
And even when they fought at WrestleMania before.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
It's like the promos that they had was crazy.
That was WrestleMania 30? Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
I've been doing it. Yeah. And it's like think about Bray Wyatt, right? He fought John Cena at WrestleMania 30.
Yep.
Next year,
yep.
He fought The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, straight elevated. I mean,
man,
another match, too, that I wanted to bring up that, I mean, obviously comparing these two matches, for me, it was easily picking the John Cena WrestleMania 36. But I got to go back to Royal Rumble 2014. Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt. Mm. That was another one.
That was different.
That was a good match between them two. That was a banger. Who won the Rumble 2014?
2014 was...
Royal Rumble trivia. Kurt is the... Oh, him on the spot.
Man,
I thought Kurt was
the... I thought he would have had the answer by now.
And my mind is so... You know what I mean?
2014.
Okay, 2013 was John Cena.
Oh, man. Thank you to stumping Kurt for one.
Batista?
What?
Yeah, WrestleMania 30. Because he won that. That's 2014, yeah. No?
You sure, Batista?
Including one match of the kickoff show, the main event was 2014 Royal Rumble match. A returning Batista last eliminating Roman Reigns to become two-time Royal Rumble winner. The fact that we even had to look that up, that was my point. Was that was why I was bringing this up. Was because for me, going back to that Royal Rumble, that's all I remembered from that Rumble was this match between Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan. I didn't even remember Batista won. I didn't even know he won twice. I knew he won the first time.
I didn't know he was in that one.
But exactly. So that was my point, though, is that, you know, as we look back, he stole the Royal Rumble, too, in 2014. Now, I mean, just looking at that car, too. Ugh.
No, you ain't got to mention that.
Well, Orton, Cena.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Lesnar, Big Show. Ugh. I don't know about that.
I don't know why.
New Age Outlaws defeated Goldust and Cody Rhodes to become the tag team champions. This was the Royal Rumble in 2014. But, yeah, stole the show, man. Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan stole the show in 2014. So, like, you know, looking back, I appreciate him a little bit more now. You know, and it sucks that, you know, it always sucks that, you know, things like this have to happen, you know, for people to look back and say, man, you got a nice resume. You got some bangers.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, you know, I'm here to admit, that's me, man. This is my case where it took this for me to really look back and look at things at a different spectrum and under a different lens to really, you know, appreciate exactly what we lost, at least as a wrestler.
He beat Kane in a Ring of Fire match.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah,
that was his first
I
think that's when he debuted.
Yeah,
I think that was his first match. Versus Kane in the Ring of Fire match.
That's Kane's match, too.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's his home court.
Wyatt family won. I mean, cheated. Hold on. Calm down. But, yeah, I think that was his first match on the main roster.
For some reason, I thought one of y'all was going to bring up the 2015, the Hell in a Cell with Roman. I seen some people saying that on Twitter.
That really wasn't my one.
I liked Roman back then. I mean, obviously, I like him now. I mean, he's a tribal chief.
Like him now.
But, like, back then, I thought, you know.
I thought he was good.
I thought that match was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought Roman was good back then.
I thought that one was better than The Fiend versus Finn Balor. A lot of people like that one.
Fiend debut?
Yeah, I like the Roman match more.
I was so excited just because he'd been gone. Bray Wyatt was gone.
That's true.
And it was like, oh, man, yeah, he finally get to fight. His entrance.
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
How he had his old thing.
Yeah.
And he just, man, it was crazy.
I mean, entrance, yeah. I mean, I give it to him.
His entrance is, man.
But the match itself. I guess the moment, though.
I think it was
more of a moment.
If
than
it wasn't
the
for his
match.
Debut, I mean, the Fiend debut, I think it would have been better.
Yeah.
It was really about pushing the Fiend over, you know, because we know Finn Balor better than that.
Yeah.
So I think if it was like a.
I'm just kind of thinking of this, too. Do y'all think he kind of boosted up Alexis Bliss a little bit as well?
No, she was champion before that.
No, not even like.
It definitely put a different title. Personality with her.
That's what I mean, like her person, like
her personality.
So she can do the same thing.
I don't think so. I liked Alexa Bliss before that. To be honest,
I did too. But I liked the crazy side.
I liked that character.
I like a little crazy. She was cute too. I like a little crazy.
Yes,
remember how she pinned Randy Orton?
It's a Bray. A Bray Wyatt tribute. And this man about to shoot his shot to Alexa Bliss. About to have a baby.
But before we go on this, man,
21 minutes.
Bray or Eddie words.
Man, just rest in peace, dude. Like, that shit, it's still hitting me. Like,
because
it's like every time I'm on TikTok, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just crazy. And then I see, like.
He was here with the kids, too, man. Yeah. That's another thing. It's like, you know, we go to the wrestling events, and kids are wearing the mask and stuff. And Quincy, my son, is a big, big fan of Bray Wyatt and The Fiend. So having to break the news to him too, because he sees it. He's gonna see. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna see it. They watch YouTube. They gonna see that stuff. It's just unfortunate, man. You know, we lost a great one.
You got rappers.
Lost a great one. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to him. Is like
it's weird.
It's crazy, man. Like it just.
I'm sure the family lost a great one too. I mean, he's a great dad. He's a great friend. Even after the shows, you see him taking pictures with little kids all the time and fans. And a lot of wrestlers don't do that. So we lost a great
and
one.
It's like. I saw a post like, oh, the last time Bray Wyatt was in the ring, he was with his brother. You know what I mean? It's like, dang. It's crazy.
Just rest in peace, man. Like I said earlier, it's definitely disappointing to lose that type of character. Like I said, we probably won't get nothing like this again, just even creative-wise. I'm gonna miss him. I'm gonna miss seeing that character around, just that person, that energy, and definitely that whole locker room gonna feel the same. So,
damn. And I was waiting, like, oh, is this Bray Wyatt coming? Bray Wyatt about to show up, man.
Well, man, I just want to say thank y'all for listening to the WrestleHolic podcast. Make sure to follow all our social medias. And one more time, rest in peace, Bray Wyatt.